And if you have a plant and it doesn't get enough water and all the moisture leaves, all the water leaves the plant, and the leaves draw up, you'd say that they...
Shit ain't right.
Okay. And you'd say
and
that...
And it dry up ahead.
And the leaves have, are going to...
Look like burning up for water.
Okay. Have you ever seen anything about a leaf is going to shrivel if it doesn't get...
Yeah, my.
What would you say?
I said, them kind of leaves, or them cone leaves, or them peanut leaves shrivel up in the middle of the day, you see.
Okay.
It's just getting dry.
And, if you have beans or peas in the summer and you have to get the peas out of the pod, what Ellen has to do is...
Pick them full.
Uh-huh.
Very high slice shell.
Shell. Okay. And what would you call the things that grow in the summertime and they come like three of the beans in a pod and they're real thin and they're the hardest things to shell. You have to twist them like this and they have the pod is shaped like this. It comes up to a little point right here and then it comes around like this and then it has another little part that comes like this and it comes down and has a little point right there and you have to put your thumbs right there and go shh. It's hard.
And what you know, shelling it or fishing it deep?
Shelling it. Would you call it butter beans or lima beans?
Well, you got to shell a butter bean.
Okay, okay.
But...
What does the butter bean look like?
A little hump, crooked, so I'm told that's my family. My wife got some out there now.
What color are the beans?
I believe hers is the purple. I see that what you call it. Dark dotted color.
They're dotted?
Yes. Now you got a solid white.
Are there any different names for these things?
Yeah. You call one of them a running bean. You call one of them a bunch bean. Now the kind Ellen got is running one. Yeah. That thing there.
And,
well, you picking them, they get up on the scalp to get to the top of them to pick them. Mm-hmm. Reach the top.
What do you call those kind of beans that come in a that the pod is long like this, and there may be 8 or 10 beans in a pod, and what you do to shell it is you pull off one end and pull down, and the whole thing just falls apart.
Hmm. I mean, that would be now. I've never seen it now. But I read that would be that lima bean.
Well, have you ever heard of string beans?
Yeah.
Green beans? What would you call them?
I was calling a string bean a snap bean.
Okay. Ever heard them called wax beans?
Yes.
Would you call
them that? I know I call that a snap bean. But instead of shelling, you snap here.
Okay. And
because it's all like you say, but you break it.
Okay.
And you eat.
You eat the pod too?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, what
you're pretty good at
this. What we do at my house is we shell most of them. We take the whole pod off most of them and just get the beans. And then some of them we break in sections and cook like that. That's why I was